What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I will never get duped again. I'm not in this one.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny show. Let's go.
You said something interesting over the break when I said, this reminds me, the Kuminga situation in a little way reminds me of Aiyuk and what happened with Aiyuk when this thing got protracted. Yeah. And there were a lot of people that thought Aiyuk's agent played it wrong. There were a lot of people that thought Aiyuk should just sign a deal early. A lot of people said, well, why didn't he take the Pittsburgh deal? And you said, well, the difference is the difference is you said Aiyuk had a market.
Yeah.
And
receivers were getting paid left and right.
He did have a market, but here's where I think there's a similarity. I don't think the 49ers at the time wanted to trade him. And I don't, like, they were asked, in my mind, they knew they were asking too much, so it was going to dissuade other teams from trying to trade for him because
they wanted to keep him.
I think the 49ers were asking for too much, like they did for Garoppolo. And I think the Warriors are doing the same thing in a sense where they're asking too much in a sign and trade on purpose.
Oh, got it.
Because they want
the services.
Exactly what they want if they're going to lose Jonathan Kuminga. And if you're not going to give them exactly what they want, then the only thing the Warriors can do at that point is just say, Jonathan, look, you had no offers that we thought were viable from any other team. We're still unsure, and we still don't have a role for you. So you've got two choices. You can take the $7.9 million qualifying offer, come back for 1 year and be an unrestricted free agent, and we'll give you our word that if you really want to get out of here, we'll try to move you at the deadline when we can get fair value for you. Or don't sign it. But those are your only two options. Like the Warriors have all the ability to put Kuminga into a really tough spot if they don't want him here for a lot of money for the next 3 or 4 years.
And if you're right, and I feel like this is why it's been, you know, going the way it's going, which has been nothing, but do you find it strange or odd that the only deal, if you're right, the Warriors asking for too much on purpose, something would have came out, but all we keep hearing about is one offer, and that was one measly offer by the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah,
it's just interesting to see if the Wizards would have put something together and the Warriors denied it, that would have got out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the Warriors have stuff either done or write, I shouldn't say stuff. I'll bet you they have a thing or two either done or right on the verge of being done when something else happens. And we're going to eventually hear about it. But I do, this is, people are not going to like this, but I completely agree. And it's from Mustafa Mahajid. I probably spelled that wrong. But he said, that was the plot and the plan all along. And I completely agree. I mean, the Warriors knew, they have Jonathan Kuminga over a barrel.
Yeah.
And I get it. He's a Golden State Warrior. And they should treat him right and all those kind of things. But if they don't believe that he's the player that he thinks he is, then we are going to be at a standstill. I think
for how long though? What's the worst case scenario?
Weeks.
Up until camp too?
Maybe.
Now that's where it gets borderline, and I get it, it's business, Goo, but that's where it gets borderline ridiculous. I'll just say on the Goo chessboard, this is how I'm looking at it. And again, I took some strays yesterday because I'm thinking more highly of Looney than a lot of people. And yeah, he got 15 minutes. I felt like he should have got 20. That's neither here nor there. But if you tell me, Stani, the Warriors are going to add Horford, I'm assuming they add Horford, you lose Looney, GP2, and Kuminga. Tell me how you're better.
Well,
I understand.
They're not just going to lose Peyton, Kuminga, and Looney
and not
bring somebody in.
But I'm looking at, who's available. I get you.
I mean, who's available? There may be somebody available that's on another team.
Like Bradley Beal, if somehow they could not overpay and just get Bradley Beal in a Warrior uniform coming off the bench, Stani, what would your, tell me why, would you be like, Goo, I'm not touching that? I'm getting excited just thinking about it.
You're excited thinking about Bradley Beal.
Yes. Okay. He's not the one. Is not running through you, but to come off the bench, bring the ball up, create your shot, make some free throws. Oh my gosh, the sign of help wanted is I almost would like to get in his brain to see if he thinks the Warriors are that team that would give him a chance to win. Like he'd be like, oh, I can take my services over here.
I don't know. I mean, the nice thing about Beal is he's going to be bought out.
Yes.
So the money's not going to be, shouldn't be a huge issue. But maybe Bradley Beal wants to go somewhere where he starts. And maybe he won't be able to start here. I don't know. I mean, if he came on this team right now, should he play over Brandon Pajemski?
If it was just about basketball, he would. And he probably would cuss us out if we said that to him right there on the mic. But there's also, Stani, we're learning the Warrior way. The Warrior way to play, and Pods fits that. But I got to believe, Stani, do you really believe Bill Pods? I'm asking, Evan, would he start over Pods? Would Bill not start over Brandon P?
Probably not. Not on this team.
Now, what did Evan mean? And I want to ask Evan, when you say this team, because if you were running it, would that be the case? If I were, Beal would be starting over Pods.
I actually think he fits better off the bench.
Beal.
Yeah.
I do too.
Just go get it.
We'll see what he wants as a role. Let's go. What?
Uh-oh.
Is it another guru? We have another guru calling in from San Jose.
No. That's gone too far.
Wow, Evan, thank you.
You know what, Goo? You take this call. This is from Guru in San Jose.
Hey, Goo. Welcome to the show.
Oh. Hey, guys. Hey, Goo. What's going on?
How you doing?
Back at you, Goo.
Yeah. Doing good. Yeah, I mean, I love the show. Love you guys. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Jonathan Kuminga situation, the conundrum there. So,
Hold on. Before we start, why do you call yourself Guru?
That is my real name.
Like, well, Are you being
awesome?
I'll let you guys work this out. I'm not in this one.
I'm out.
So your first name is Guru?
Yeah.
What's your last name?
You don't have to tell him.
I'm not telling.
Oh, this is...
I will not tell you.
Right. He's laughing. Okay, baby. Go ahead. You got exposed. Go ahead, baby.
No, he's fine.
His first name's not Guru, right? Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Go ahead, Goo.
It is. But anyways. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the JK situation. So regarding the qualifying offer, neither the Warriors nor JK, for their own reasons, will want to sign the qualifying offer, because the qualifying offer comes with a no trade clause. So if JK signs the qualifying offer, the Warriors cannot trade him.
That's
for the Warriors. That's for JK.
I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this. My understanding is that it's not a no trade clause so much as he must approve of the team that they want to send him to after they do that. Like, he can only be traded to a place he wants to go.
I see. Then that's okay.
But I hear you.
No trade.
Yeah. Like, essentially, he'll have a no trade clause, which he could waive if he wants to. Yeah. Go ahead, Goo.
For sure. And I mean, what I do think it just end up with is. Is JK taking maybe a 2-year deal with a player option? And I do think it'll be less than $20 million. I think JK has played his leverage too far. And Draymond I think it was on Insta. That thread. He said he was not talking about JK. He was talking.
Of
about
course
JK.
He was.
And not only about JK, but it was also about Giddey. About Cam Thomas, Quentin Grimes, all of these restricted free agents who don't know about the new CBA are overestimating their value. And it sucks, but that's the CBA that the players and the owners both agree to. And I think it really hurt the middle class of the NBA.
No doubt.
This new CBA, and I don't think the players realize that.
No doubt. Hey, real quick, Goo. I just got a text as you were on the phone from the 415, and it says Guru is actually a common North Indian first name. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, Guru.
Thank you, Guru. Don't be a stranger. Yeah. We could use more.
Yeah, good stuff.
I mean, he's a guru of the salary cap.
Wow, man. But I don't believe Draymond was specifically just talking to JK.
I do.
I mean, it fits where he's at.
Thank you.
But who he was really talking to was the Players Association.
Mm-hmm. He was. He was talking about the deal they signed, but he was also talking about how some younger players don't know how to read the landscape. And
well, that's why you have agents too.
Exactly. Exactly. But unfortunately, the agent is the conduit for the player, and whatever the agent is doing is an absolute representation of the player. And so Jonathan Kuminga wants certain things that
he thought possibly he was going to get
exactly
easy. So he shouldn't be mad at the Warriors. He should be mad at the Players Association.
I think he should
it
be
sounds
mad.
Like that's what Dre was saying, talking to like I asked you during the break. Let's just say I take Draymond's advice. What do I have at my disposal? What can I do? I'm just a slave to this system that is set up with the second apron that has all these teams spooked.
Yeah.
So
Draymond Green is telling Jonathan Kuminga, you messed up. You should have taken what that offer was last year from the Warriors.
Mm.
And if that offer was 30, but you wanted 35, and that was the sticking point, you messed up because you ain't getting 30. And in fact, there's a possibility you could play next year for $7.9 million.
Man. Wow.
And I think what Draymond is saying is if Draymond had a talk show in the Bay Area for the entire last, the if Draymond Green had a radio show in the Bay, the minute Kuminga did not sign an extension last year, I'll bet you Draymond Green would have said, well, there's no money out there next summer, so I don't know where he thinks the money's coming from.
And you guys had been saying that, and I'm like, they'll find it.
Exactly.
They'll find it.
Exactly.
But boy.
But I'm also listening. We can get into this on the other side, too. I'm also listening to the morning show today, and, you know, Joe Shasky was talking about how free agency has been an absolute dud.
Is that a good or bad thing? I asked Evan yesterday.
I think it's a bad thing. I think it's a bad thing because, you know, over the last 10 years, they've created an incredible amount of interest in the offseason, in July particularly. What was the...
But what about our era where players stay put and run it back? What's wrong with that?
Well, then Kuminga should have taken 30 or 25 last year.
Oh, man, if that... I hope that's not true because then he's really upset. And it ain't diddly squat you can do about it.
Austin in San Jose, Draymond Green should not be talking about JK's money, period. He's not, but he is. That's why he said,
"You think
it's not really about JK." Yes, it is. It is.
But
it's
the Cam Thomases of the world. There's others that
exactly.
are still.
But Kuminga, I'm sorry. Yeah. He don't like.
He overplayed
don't,
the hand.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Don't insult me, Draymond, by telling me
you're not
really talking about Kuminga when it's obvious you're talking about Kuminga and all the restricted free agents.
I'm not trying to start anything, Saudi. I'm wondering now if Kuminga was like, man, you didn't have to say that. Or the fact that you specified at the end as you signed off, I'm not talking about JK. Like, I believe Dre.
I don't. What? Come on, Goo.
Can you remove Kuminga and just all the players that the second apron is affecting to where the bigger message Dre is talking about is it's on the Players Association? Like, that's where the venom was geared towards. And these guys don't know the game. Like, I honestly, like, you could call me all guru. Like, why would I cape up for Dre? Like, this is going to continue to happen. Like, there's going to be more Kumingas and Gab Thomases.
Well, there were only, what, three of them in that class? So most of the guys got signed to extensions. So those guys felt the number was fair, and they went back to their teams. Jonathan Kuminga,
if he really turned down 25 or 30, and we don't know for fact, this is where you're doing the, not the Dennis Schroeder thing, but you're kind of having those vibes of when he turned down the offer from the Lakers and then got nothing. And that, you know what I mean? Like, wow, that's a setback.
Yes.
And disappointing.
Yeah, and I think right now probably Kuminga and his agent are scrambling a little bit. And maybe what they realize, here's the other thing. If they realize there ain't no offers out there for a sign and trade,
boy.
Well, now they got to go back to the Warriors and say, let's just hammer something out. And this is where the Warriors do not have to be altruistic. They don't have to be generous.
And how long would that be? Because if I'm Kuminga, I'm one and done. I want to do 1 year and know I get one more crack at it to get my big money. If what you guys said, all the Bobby Marks and everybody, there was no money this offseason. The cap's supposed to go up. So maybe if I'm Kuminga, that's what we do. Play 1 year, Steiny, not at the 7.9. And I'm sure I was about to say Lakeup would do him a solid, but you're going to laugh. But I'm like something, you know, respectable. And then he goes and tries to be all he can be and get that money next summer.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing the Warriors could do, theoretically, they can do a lot of different things, but they could theoretically offer him a 3-year deal for...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
60 million. 18, 20, and 22. I mean, they could theoretically offer him that and then give him an out, give him a player option at the end of his first year so that he feels like if he does have a great year and there's money out there, then he can opt out. But I don't know that the Warriors would want to give him an opt out after 1 year. They would probably rather say, no, we're not going to give you an opt out after 1 year. Just play for 1 year and we'll figure it out at the end of next year by kicking the can down the road.
So I would call my owner, Lake Upstein. They went to the Valkyrie game and set up a lunch like Draymond had.
All right. You're Jonathan Kuminga, and I'm Joe Lacob? Okay. So you'd call me.
Yeah. Hey, boss, how you doing?
First of all, how'd you get my number?
Oh, come on. We went to the Valkyrie game.
I know.
I paid for the Uber.
Okay. So, hey, Jonathan, what can I do for you?
Hey, boss, I've been doing a lot of thinking and a lot of just reflection, self-reflection. Mm. I'd love to let you know what that looked like. I'd like to have dinner or lunch if you got any time here in the near future.
I only do that with guys who were starters on a championship team. You're obviously referring to Draymond Green, who came down here, but that's a Hall of Famer, Jonathan. I don't know that I can make time for you right now.
See, that's
the
so
summer.
Unfair. You would never say that.
Yeah, sure. Let's get together for lunch. What's this about?
My future. Our future, hopefully.
All right. Okay.
All right, tonight, 6:30?
Sure.
All okay, right, I'll see you.
Okay.
That's how, I mean, it worked
okay,
for
then
Draymond.
What?
But Draymond was way further down the road. I just can't believe, man, you really believe, like, again, Steiny, I love Draymond. He was spot on. But he was talking about the bigger issue that we're turning into, the guru said it, the haves and have-nots. What did Paulo Banchero just get? Almost $300 million.
He's a great player.
Right.
Well, he's got a chance to be a great player.
But
I
he's getting
say
paid
that.
Like one, though. But, man.
But he's done infinitely more than people make it mad
so,
at that.
Real
but
quick
he's done
here.
More than Jonathan Kuminga.
All Kuminga has done wrong, if we want to sit here, and I brought it up, do we blame his agent? All he's done wrong is turn down, allegedly, what the Warriors offered him last year. Because you guys and everybody under the sun has been saying there's no money. So maybe he hasn't done anything wrong. There's no money elsewhere but turn down what your employer was offering you.
If he turned down 30.
Now that's
the golden.
No,
okay, yeah. So then what?
If I he don't turned believe down that 30, to be the case.
Okay, what if he turned down 28, 26?
That's ridiculous.
Okay, so. If
you
you're
need
the Warriors,
no representation.
If you're the Warriors, is there any chance in hell you're offering him more now than you did last year?
No.
Okay. So that's why we're at a standstill. And again, I'm not, listen, something's going to happen. He's either going to play on the qualifier, he's going to get signed and traded, or he's going to sign a longer term deal here. But I just do not see why this particular transaction wouldn't last a while. You know what I mean? Like, it's the Warriors are not just going to, you know what, Jonathan, we know you missed an opportunity last year, so we're going to get... No. He's not a $30 million player. And I think he thinks he is.
Well, wow. I really, excuse me, really saw what I wanted to see and what I thought I saw when I saw Kuminga and Lacob together. And you're going to laugh, and I get it, and you won't be the only one. But, Stani, sometimes you take care of your own. And the Warriors know if he did turn down 28 or 30, he's hurting. It ain't my job to make you feel better. But the bottom line is I'm looking at what you tricked off basically by turning down our offer. And if you want to do the one and done, it ain't going to be a 7.9. I'm going to put something on that because I know you've lost or you felt like you lost and you're coming back when you don't want to. We need you. And then, Stani, if I put something on that 7.9 that's respectable to get you up to, now I'm thinking 15, 17, or 18, that'll suffice just because of, if you're right, of what he turned down, let's play ball, and then you try to bring the house down or be the best, you know, after this season.
Couple
but
great,
the Warriors need him, I believe.
I don't know that they think they need him.
Well, at 30,
at
they don't
price.
Think him, no doubt.
888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to jump into the conversation, a couple great texts here that I want to bring up to the listener that I want to talk about because it's provocative. A reminder, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. That segment also brought to you by Safeway.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.